Beginning in January, cash bail will end for all misdemeanors and most nonviolent felony crimes in New York. There will also be changes to what's known as the discovery laws, and will now require prosecutors to disclose within 15 days all of the evidence against people accused of crimes. The New York Conference of Mayors is joining the state's DAs and sheriff's associations in voicing worries about the logistics of carrying out the new laws. Binghamton Mayor Richard David says his city currently does not have enough people to meet the new discovery disclosure timelines.
We do not currently have the staffing to meet the timeline that's in place right now.
Robert Kennedy, mayor of Freeport on Long Island and president of the group, says it's going to cost his village $2.2 million each year to comply with the 15-day requirement for the average 1,100 arrests that take place in Freeport each year. He says he'll need to add staff and upgrade antiquated technology to get all of the evidence to the prosecutors in time.
Every radio transmission and recording from the officers and transmissions from all 911 calls would be included. All body cameras. Freeport was the first police department to mandate the use of every patrol officer with a body camera. Every body camera from every police officer will then have to be downloaded from the cloud. If you have 12 or 15 officers at the scene, every one of those body cameras is going to have to be downloaded for discovery.
Kennedy says the increased staff, overtime hours for police, and software updates will add an estimated 5.7% spending increase to his budget. That's in a state where there's a 2% per year property tax cap. Polls show that most New Yorkers support the reforms. Advocates who worked for passage of the law, including Nicole Triplett with the New York Civil Liberties Union, says the municipalities and law enforcement groups are not taking into consideration other costs that the current laws bring. The present discovery laws have resulted in thousands of low-income people housed in local jails, often for months at a time, while they've awaited court action for nonviolent crime charges. Triplett says many who are jailed because they cannot meet bail, lose their jobs, and sometimes lose custody of their children because they're unable to support them.
The cost that people have historically borne from the system has been hugely expensive. And so I don't think that the cost that these folks are facing should be considered in a vacuum.
Triplett says the changes to New York's laws are within the normal range of statutes in other states. She says the state of Texas has successfully implemented similar discovery reforms. And the state of New Jersey eliminated much of its cash bail system in 2017 without a major increase in recidivism rates or failures to appear in court.
By passing it, we're not out of the norm. In fact, by not passing it, we were at the margins and we were ranked, closer to the bottom of states who had, provided access to evidence for defendants.
She says when the changes happen in January, New York will go from one of the worst states for discovery disclosure to one of the best. Binghamton Mayor David says despite what he says are the hardships involved, he intends to comply with the new laws. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.